Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shvi'is, Perik Tess, Mishnah Beis. The Pasuk says, Ula behem techo lechaya shebiyatzecha tia kol tfu'a selechal. So we compare the behemoth in your house to the chaya on the field, in Chazal Darshan. If the chaya has what to eat on the field, then you can feed the behemoth in your house from what's in your house. Once the chaya no longer has it on the field, this type of mean, this particular type of thing that the chaya can't find to eat, all those pears were either eaten or they rotted already, then you can't keep it in your rishus to feed it to your behemoth to use it, but you are mechuyev to do the mitzvah of beer. For example, let's say someone picked figs, took them into his house, he dried them. He likes figs. As long as there are still some moist figs out there on the tree, you can eat them. But when the ones on the tree withered away already, you have to take the dried ones out of your rishos. So what does that mean? There's no longer anything left for the chaya on the field. Which field? On my field? On all the fields in my neighborhood? All the fields in my town? All the fields in the world? All the fields in Eretz Yisrael? What does it mean? That's what our Mishnah is going to teach us now. Once again, Masech de Shvi is Perik Tes, Mishnah Veis. Sholosh Arotzes Lebir. Eretz Yisrael is divided into three sections when it comes to the mitzvah of beer. In other words, in each one of these three sections, the time for beer is when those peiros are no longer available in the fields of that particular land. Yehuda, the Eiver HaYarden, the Hagol. Gol is the north of Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda is like more to the south. Eiver HaYarden is... So actually, it's a big machlokes what it means. Most of the time when we say Eiver HaYarden, we're referring to what we call today Jordan, which is on the east side of the Yarden. Some say over here, what we mean is actually the west side of the Yarden. In other words, the Eretz Yisrael side. So basically, we're saying there's the Gol. That's the north of Eretz Yisrael. Right, Meron Tzfas Tveria. There's Eiver HaYarden, which is in the middle, and there's Yehuda, which is toward the south. Now, each of these three sections are subdivided into three. B'shalash, shalash arot, says the chol achas v'achas. In other words, each of these three, Galil, Eiver HaYarden, and Yehuda, are all divided into three on its own. Now, I wish I can show you a map, because it would make life a lot easier. We've already explained Gol is on the top. Eiver HaYarden, according to most Mefarshim, is in the center. We're not talking about Jordan. And then you have Yehuda, more or less toward the bottom. Meaning to say, not much at the bottom, but like, but look at the center of the country, toward the south, a little bit toward the lower part and downwards. That's Yehuda. Part of it comes up a little bit higher, where Yerushalayim is. So again, Gol on top, Eiver HaYarden in the middle, Yehuda underneath Eiver HaYarden. Each of these three is divided into another three, as the Mishnah explains. Once again, v'shalosh shalosh arotzes l'chol achas v'achas. Each of the three, the Gol on the top, Eiver HaYarden, which as explained means, according to most, the western side, the Eretz Yisrael, the side of the Yarden, underneath that, Yehuda, underneath that, each of those three is divided into three on its own. Let's take the Gol, for example. There's Galil HaElyon, Gol HaTachton, VeHaEmek. Those are the three parts of the Gol, of the very north. Let me just tell you, this is true for all three parts of Eretz Yisrael, Gol, Yehuda, and Eiver HaYarden. Each one has a mountain section, a flatland section, and a valley section. So again, take Gol, for example, all the way on top. You have the Gol HaElyon. We'll soon see that's the mountain section. The Gol HaTachton, that's the flatland section, the lowlands. The Emek, and there's a section that's valley. And now the Mishnah is going to explain which is which. Mikvar Chananya, from Kvar Chananya, Ulamailon, and higher. That's the mountain area. Meaning, from that area north, Kol She'ena Megadol Shikman. Wherever you have the area that you don't have any... In English, it's called sycamore trees. I think that's how you pronounce it. Shikman trees don't grow on mountains. That part is called Gol HaElyon. Gol HaElyon is the mountain part, the simen that no shikma trees grow there. Umikvar Chananya Ulamatam, from Kvar Chananya and lower down, meaning south. That's the flat area. Koshi Megadol Shikman, the area that Shikman trees do grow there. That's called Gol HaTachtai. That's where the land is flat. Utchum Tveria HaEmek, and the area of Tveria, that's the valley. Emek means deep down, that's the valley. Tveria is like in a valley. In Tveria, it's quite hot. It's a beautiful city. Chazal say it's called Tveria Toiv Roy. Beautiful to see. But because it's in a valley, you feel the warmth of Eretz Yisrael there. So I just want to say, looking at a map, Gol HaElyon is on top. Gol HaTachton is underneath, meaning going south. And this Emek part is like toward the top right. That's where the Kinneret is. It's the top right of the Gol HaTachton. So if I was in a car in the Gol HaElyon and I was traveling south downwards, I would come straight into the Gol HaTachton, but if I made a left turn, I would come to the Emek part. The Emek part is in the top right of the Gol HaTachton. That's where Tveria is. That's where the Kinneret is. Now we have the three areas of Yehuda. Ubi Yehuda, in Yehuda. There's Ahar, Shvela, Emek. Here too, there are the mountains of Yehuda, the flat areas, some call it the lowlands of Yehuda, and the valley. The mountains of Yehuda is called Har HaMelech. It's not much like in the center of the country. It's where Yerushalayim is. To the east of that area, like from Yerushalayim toward the Yarden, toward the Yam HaMelech, the Yericho area, that's the Emek. And lower down, south of that, toward the Negev, that's the flatlands. And now we're going to talk about Eiver HaYarden. In Eiver HaYarden, we have... Now again, I can't emphasize this enough. Most of the time when you say Eiver HaYarden, we're talking about east of Eretz Yisrael, what we call today Jordan. Eretz Sichon Ve'Oig. But in this mission, according to most Mefarshim, Eiver HaYarden means the east side of the Yarden, the Eretz Yisrael side of the Yarden. And that's, for the most part, in between. So in other words, it's the center. So we have to touch the words carefully. In Eiver HaYarden, so Ushvelas Lloyd is Keshvelas Hadar. Shvelas Lloyd, Lod is where Lod Airport is, or more or less in that area. It's near Bnei Brak. That's like on the west side of Eretz Yisrael. You keep going west, you come to the Mediterranean Sea, the Yam HaGadol. Shvelas Lloyd Keshvelas Hadar. So here the Mishnah is telling us that in the lowlands of Lloyd, which again is along the west of Eretz Yisrael, between Yehuda and Galil, the Zman HaBir over there is the same as in the lowlands of Yehuda. So if you can find Peiros in the lowlands of Yehuda, it's mutter to eat that mean in the lowlands of Lod. And also, the Ahar Shalah is Kehar HaMelech, the mountains of Eiver HaYarden. So you could know that if there are Peiros in the mountains of Yehuda, there are Peiros in the mountains of Eiver HaYarden. So l'chaira, we have here a little bit of an exception to the rule. Eiver HaYarden is somewhat different than Yehuda and Gol. In Yehuda and Golol, you can eat in each one of the three sections as long as you still have that peri in any one of the sections of Yehuda and Golol. In Eiver HaYarden, however, you can eat in the lowlands of Eiver HaYarden until that mean is gone from the lowlands of Yehuda. And you can eat on the mountains of Eiver HaYarden until that mean is gone from the mountains of Yehuda. In the next mission, we'll see why this is so. Now, which is the valley of Eiver HaYarden? It's like the mission of Beis Chorin v'Adayam Medina Echas. Beis Chorin, which is like on the top right, top center of Eiver HaYarden, we call that today the Shomron. All the way left, all the way west until the ocean, that's called one Medina Lagabe Bir. If you find Peiros in any one of these fields, in that Medina, it's mutter to eat in that entire area. Okay, it's really not so complicated, it's just that you have to see a map inside. So basically speaking, let's chazer over. The next Mishnah will explain a lot about what's going on in this Mishnah, but for now we know Eretz Yisrael is divided into three sections when it comes to beer. There's Yehuda, which is more or less the south side of Eretz Yisrael. There's Eiver HaYarden. We mean the west of the Yarden, which is kind of the center. And there's Golol, which is the north of Eretz Yisrael. And each of those three is further divided into three subsections. There's the Gadol HaElyon, all the way on top, that's the mountain part. There's the Gadol HaTachtin underneath, that's the flat part. And toward the top right of the Gadol HaTachtin, the northeast, there's the Emek, that's the Chelek around Tveria near the Knesset. In Yehuda, we have the mountain part called Har HaMelech, north of Yerushalayim. We have the Shvela part that's down south, and we have the Emek part that's on the east side of Yehuda in the Yericho area. As far as Eber HaYarden is concerned, so it's a little bit different. It's somewhat of an exception to the rule. While in Yehuda and in Gaul, you can eat in any one of the areas of Yehuda and Gaul, as long as that peri is found anywhere in Yehuda and Gaul. Here it's a little bit different in Eber HaYarden. That's how the Batnur explains this. In Eber HaYarden, you can eat in the flatlands until the flatlands of Yehuda are finished with that peri. And on the mountains of Eber HaYarden, you can eat over there until there are no longer any peris on the mountains of Yehuda. Again, if it's confusing a little, a lot is going to be clarified. Bez Hashem Yisbarach in the next Mishnah.